Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome in to Send It In here on the BetQL Network. I'm Kate Constable, filling in for PJ. He's off the next 2 days, so I'll be with you these next 2 days. We've got a great show planned for you today. We're going to kick things off with a little Big League Peach, still keeping all the names for the segments the same because this is still PJ's show. We'll talk MLB, College World Series. We'll move over, go off the glass, do a little WNBA action. We actually have a game in action right now. Talk some WNBA futures now that the NBA season is completely wrapped up. We've got Model Making Money. Matt Horner is going to join us. Again, talk a little MLB. He's got some Nerfy stuff that we'll touch on. And game six in the NHL playoffs. He's going to give us some plays there. Prop Potluck. Shane's going to give me some props to go over. We'll take our pick between those and finish things off with my plays this afternoon. But going to start in the big leagues, Major League Baseball here tonight. We've got a little bit smaller slate than usual, but a couple games that I really like. Starting out, Diamondbacks and Nationals. This is a 105 first pitch. Total is sitting at 9. Diamondbacks plus 120 on the money line with Ryan Nelson on the bump. Nats minus 145 with Mackenzie Gore. Nats have won 8 of their last 10 games, and they're 6-1 in their last 7 home games. Mackenzie Gore struggled at the start of the season, but he's 4-1 in his last 5 starts. He hasn't allowed more than 1 earned run in each of those wins. So I really like the Nationals on the money line. I'll lay the minus 145 a little extra juice there. Diamondbacks offense, it can get hot, but Ryan Nelson is coming off of a strong outing against the White Sox. Sure, that was the White Sox, but before that, he gave up 11 runs in 17 innings. So I'm going Nats on the money line, minus 145. Going to back Mackenzie Gore on the bump. Mariners and Guardians, total here is 8.5. We've got another 110 first pitch. Mariners took game 1 in this series. Guardians took game 2. This game is a pick'em. Minus 110 on both sides. We've got Luis Castillo on the mound for the Mariners. Logan Allen for the Guardians. Pitching matchup to me, this favors Seattle with Castillo on the mound. He has a 3.63 xERA, a 25% strikeout rate, and a sub 7% walk rate. The Guardians have also struggled lately against right-handed pitchers. And Cleveland's Logan Allen has been much worse at home. At home, Logan Allen has an ERA of 7.33 at Progressive Field. That's compared to a 4.27 on the road. So, I mean, neither split is all that impressive, but certainly not impressive at Progressive Field where this game is tonight. So as long as Seattle can get even the slightest lead, I think the Mariners' bullpen should be able to hold on. They have the advantage there. Bullpen as well as starting pitching. So Mariners money line, minus 110 on the road. That's my favorite play in that game. Twins and Rays. Total here, 8 runs, another 110 start time. Tampa Bay took game 2 of the series, winning 3-2 in extras last night. Tampa Bay is plus 110 on the money line. Twins, a slight favorite, minus 135. Simeon Woods Richardson on the bump for Minnesota. Zach Littell for Tampa Bay. The Twins came into this series with a whole lot more momentum than the Rays. Minnesota won 8 of 9 games prior to last night's loss, and they were pouring in the runs during that time. Now, despite losing last month, I think the Twins, or last night rather, the Twins could regain some of their momentum. I think they roughed Littell up a little this afternoon. Littell gave up 7 earned runs to the Braves in his last start. He's allowed at least 3 earned runs in his 3 games before that. So far, little bit of chalky plays here, taking a lot of these favorites on the money line. But with how well Minnesota's been playing lately, I have to back the Twins minus 135. This is a game that's kind of just disgusting on paper. Astros and White Sox. Total here is 9. I'm a White Sox fan, so I'm allowed to say that this team is gross. 210 first pitch. White Sox are plus 145 on the money line. Astros minus 175. Spencer Arrighetti going for the Stros. And Sox have Chris Flexen on the mound. Astros, second worst run line record on the road this season. Well, the Sox have a 500 run line record at home. So I mentioned I don't have a very strong take in this game, but just that trend alone kind of makes me want to lean towards the White Sox covering the run line at +1.5. Flexen starting for the Sox. He was roughed up in his last outing, but prior to that, three previous opponents he faced held them to 5 total runs in 15 combined innings. So maybe he's able to kind of get back on the right side here, find some success against this Astros lineup. Series altogether has kind of been pretty boring. Sox won game 1, 2-0. Astros won game 2, 4-1. Not a whole lot of momentum on either side, which kind of makes me think that maybe the Sox can indeed hang with the Astros, taking them plus one and a half on the run line is my lean in that one, but not an official play making my card today. Dodgers and Rockies. Total here is 12. This has just been an over series so far. We've had an over in all three games of this series, thanks in large part to LA's offense. These two teams meet 3:10 first pitch, game 4 of this series. Dodgers took the first 2. Rockies won 7-6 last night. Dodgers heavy favorites, minus 225 on the money line. Rockies plus 180. Gavin Stone going for the Dodgers. Colorado has Ty Blanche on the mound. Again, over his hit in 3 games this series. Dodgers have scored 22 runs in those 3 games, and they have been crushing lefties lately. Once again, facing lefty Ty Blanche for the Rockies. So I think the Dodgers can probably find a lot of success again tonight, continue with those bats performing pretty well. I like Dodgers over 6.5 runs for their team total. I mean, that's an astronomical total, but with what we've seen in this series so far, we're going to see plenty of runs plated. Again, an over-under of 12, and this being played in altitude in Colorado always lends itself to an over. Ty Blanche has also given up 10 runs in his last 3 starts, and he hasn't lasted more than 5 2/3 innings. So Colorado's bullpen's going to have to come in and face this Dodgers lineup, and they've been terrible so far. So I think LA's going to have plenty of opportunities to put some runs on the board. I'll take Dodgers over 6.5 runs in this one. Royals and A's, total 7.5 runs. This is a 3:30 first pitch. Royals, slight favorites on the road, minus 165. The A's are plus 135. And Royals are favored despite dropping the first 2 games of this series to Oakland. Seth Lugo is going to be on the bump for Kansas City. Mitch Spence for Oakland. Lugo's 10-2 on the season. And in all 10 of those wins, Kansas City has covered the run line. So that's making me lean towards the Royals on the run line, -1.5. Plus, the A's have the second worst average in Major League Baseball against righties this season, and they have the second worst strikeout rate. So I think Lugo is going to find plenty of success against this A's lineup just with how well he's been doing this season, a Cy Young candidate right now. So Royals -1.5, my favorite play in that game. Orioles and Yankees. This has been a fun series these past couple of games. A total of 8.5 runs. First pitch at 5:04 this afternoon in the Bronx. Yankees minus 150 on the money line. Orioles a slight dog at plus 125. We've got Cole Irvin going up against Luis Gil. Gil's made 14 starts this year. He's given up more than 3 runs just once, and that was all the way back in April. So I'm going to back Gil today and the Yankees. I'm going to lay the juice minus 150 on the money line with New York. In Gil's 9 wins, the Yankees have covered the run line 8 of those games. So pretty successful there. Yankees also have a big bullpen advantage with one of the best staff ERAs in the league right now. And against Cole Irvin, Giancarlo Stanton is hitting .500. So even if Aaron Judge is out in this game, I mean, with that hand injury, if he's out of the lineup again, I still think that the Yankees bats are going to be able to find some success tonight. So again, taking a favorite here, Yankees minus 150 on the money line. Giants and Cardinals. This is going to be a fun one tonight because this one is being played at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. The total is 8.5 runs. I lean towards the over here because the dimensions of this field, the outfield, the left field, everything's kind of pulled in a little bit. They've rearranged kind of the structure of this field. So I think we're going to see a few more home runs than maybe we're used to. So looking at an over 8.5 runs, I think is a good look here. Game is at 7:15 this evening. Cardinals, just a very slight favorite, -115 on the money line. Giants, -105. We've got Keaton Wynn for San Francisco going up against Andre Pallante. I'm going to take a prop in this one. I'm going to go against Andre Pallante and take his under 3.5 strikeouts. The Giants aren't a team that strikes out a ton. They rank 12th in the league in K rate, just 21%. Now that number does get a little worse on the road, but again, Cardinals starter, Pallante, he's not going to strike out a ton. He threw 6 Ks in 5 innings against the Rockies earlier this month. But other than that, what has he really done? He's only gone over 3.5 strikeouts 2 other times. So I don't think he's going to have a whole lot of success tonight against this Giants lineup that, once again, doesn't strike out all that much. So Pallante under 3.5 Ks is my play in that game. Brewers and Padres. This is one that I don't have a very strong thought in. I lean towards the Brewers' first 5 on the money line only because Adam Mazur is going for San Diego. He only has 3 starts on the season, and San Diego's lost all 3. He's given up 11 runs in just 12 2/3 innings, has a 7.82 ERA to show for it. Not great there. So I lean towards Brewers' first 5 on the money line. We have the College World Series on Saturday starting. Tennessee and Texas A&M, Tennessee number 1, Texas A&M number 3. The Vols are favored -210 to win this thing altogether. They're also favored -155 in that first game. I lean towards Tennessee to win this first game just because their offense is a little bit better than Texas A&M. But we're going to dive into this game a little bit more on tomorrow's show. I'll give out some best bets on that show as we look ahead to Saturday's game 1 in the College World Series. All right, going off the glass, WNBA slate. We've got a question here from B. Mills. I heard there could be some injuries affect the WNBA tonight. Can you give us an update on which way she might be leaning depending on if these players are in or not? Yes, B. Mills, breaking down these games. We've got Wings and Sky. That game's taking place right now. Chicago's up 51-35. Had this game been a little closer in the second half, we're in the third quarter right now, I probably would have recommended betting the Wings live to cover. I'm not going to recommend you take any bets in this game right now. I think you just let that one play out. We'll look at Sparks and Liberty tonight. Liberty, 14.5 point favorites. I actually like the over here. That's at 163.5. New York's averaging 90 points per game this month. They've scored 90 plus in 3 straight games. And LA's defense has dropped from 8th to 11th overall in their last 5 games. One of those reasons, B-Mills, is no Cameron Brink. She went out this last game, tore ACL. Not only is she out for the season, she's out for the Olympics. She was on the 3-on-3 team. So that's a huge, huge loss for her, for the 3-on-3 team, for Team USA, and the Sparks as a whole. But what that does is that opens up driving lanes and a path to the basket for New York a little bit easier because Cameron Brink was such a rim protector and had a huge defensive presence with her size. So I think that also speeds up the game a little bit for LA, and pace for both of these teams has become quicker over the last 2 weeks. Sparks moved from 8th in pace to 11th. So with Brink out of the lineup, I lean towards the over here. B Mills, 163.5, 164, if that's what you're getting it at. I know that's at a few places there. I think you can play that up to, well, actually looking at it here on BetMGM, it's up to 166.5. I probably wouldn't play it up much past 167. I do think we're going to get a high scoring game just because Liberty's offense is so, so good. I also look for, maybe the Liberty covering first quarter, -4.5, -5. They're coming off a loss to the Phoenix, so they're going to be fired up, ready to go in this game early. Whatever way you want to shake it, over full game, New York first quarter, laying the points, I think that's a good look as well. Some WNBA futures. The Aces are the favored to win the WNBA championship, +140. I mean, that is pretty impressive because they're going for the third straight championship, and they've been out they've been without one of their top players in Chelsea Gray for the majority of the season. Gray finally returned last game, and she didn't score a lot, but did a ton of other things in terms of rebounding, assists, moving the ball. Just her facilitating has been huge. So I think you can look at some value down the board with the Lynx at plus 750. They've been playing really well this season. And the Sun also, they're 12-1, I believe, at plus 650. But once the Aces are fully healthy, I think they're going to start to win a ton more games than we've seen just through this early part of the season. So value play, I would take the Lynx. I just can't talk anyone off of playing the Aces because of how good they've been so far. So that wraps up WNBA right now. We'll have more plays in the W tomorrow. Matt, we're going to bring in Matt Horner for Model Making Money and check in with him. As a reminder, throw your questions in the chat and we will get to them. Let us know what you're betting on. Send it all in. That is the name of the show after all. Matt, thanks for taking time to join us this afternoon. What is the BetQL five-star play for today?
Yeah, sure. So we have a lot of early games, obviously, which eliminates those. They're starting now, pretty much. So we're going to go to the O's and the Yankees game at over 8.5 runs. This is a five-star play according to the BetQL model. It has this as 9.5 as a fair line here. Baltimore, 115 WRC plus going against righties. I know you said Luis, I can't pronounce his name. It looks like Gil. So I say Gil over. He's been great this year, but Baltimore also has a fantastic offense against righties. Cole Irvin, I see him as nothing but an innings eater. So I could see it happening here. Five-star play, the O's and the Yankees over 8.5.
Matt, I just learned that this morning. It's Luis Gil. Kind of like
heel.
Least that's what the internet has told me, because I was saying Luis Gil up until this morning as well. So we both learned something today. All right, so that's the five-star play. What is your best bet for today, Matt?
Yeah, so I actually have a couple best bets here. I'm going to go right to this game, the Yankees and the Orioles. I like the Yankees today, first five or the money line or a game parlay. You can bind them together. I just think they're the better team. Honestly, they just lost. But Heal, 2.03 ERA. He is due for a bit of regression. I mean, that is a ridiculously good number. He has a 2.74 expected ERA, 3.73 expected FIP, really high strand rate. So some runs are going to come his way. But on the other side, Cole Irvin, as I said, guy's an innings eater. I view him as maybe like an average to below average pitcher at best. And he's been overperforming. 3.03 ERA, 4.38 expected ERA, 4.07 expected FIP, and a 75.7 strand rate. I expect more runs to come his way. So give me the Yankees here. I just think they're the better team. And it is important to note that he shut the Orioles down on May 1st through seven innings. So he's obviously been really good against them in his start. So I like the Yankees here. Then my favorite play of the day is actually in the Giants-Cardinals game. I know you said you favor the over here in this game. I like the under in this game. You could get it at 9. It is now down to 8.5, but I would still play the under at 8.5 in this game. It's my favorite play of the night. Rickwood Field, as you mentioned, I kind of view it as like Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. It is more of a hitter's park. I do grant that. However, looking at the weather right now, winds are projected to be blowing into the park at 10 miles per hour, which is going to limit homers and it's going to help more fly ball outs. Take a look at the two pitchers in the game. Keaton Wynn going for San Francisco. Obviously, he has a very evil ERA of 6.66, but he has a 5.30 expected ERA and a really good 3.89 expected FIP, which is, you know, quite good. 55.7% strand rate and a 293 BABIP. So he's been really unlucky looking at those numbers, and more guys are expected to be on base and get stranded for him. Andre Pallante, 4.61 ERA, 4.14 expected ERA, and a 4.13 expected FIP as well. I expect more positive regression to come his way. He actually has a really low home runs through nine rate of 0.66. He doesn't allow many home runs. Then you look at these bullpens, both top five in the league in expected FIP, third for the Giants and fourth for the Cardinals. So great bullpens here. Two guys expecting positive regression, wind blowing into a park. I just think the under is valuable. I think this number is a little high at 8.5 or 9, which is what you could get it at this morning. Those are my favorite bets for today.
Well, Matt, you kind of just debunked everything I said about that game and the over, and you make a very compelling case. So I may be rethinking my bet in that game. Matt, you also have a Nerfy and Yerfy article that goes out every day, and you've been crushing it with that article. So for those of you listening, go over to BetQL.com, check out Matt's article. Matt, give us one of your favorite Yerfy or Nerfy plays for this afternoon.
Well, honestly, the article this morning, if you go over there and look at it, I have no full unit plays today. I bet based off of full unit, half unit, and quarter unit plays. Unit distribution is really important when it comes to betting these Yerfy Nerfy plays. So for me, the only one I can really give out right now, I have a quarter unit play, which is a small play, but on the A's and the Royals game later this afternoon. The A's have been a really hot and cold offense. So, you know, it's kind of untrustworthy there. Same with Kansas City. They've kind of been streaky. But I do like it for a quarter unit because neither offense has really been like great in their respective splits today. So just a little bit of a sprinkle on that. And that would be honestly the only play I can give you right now for a Nerfy for the rest of the day that I really like.
I mean, always good not to force plays, so appreciate the honesty there. Yeah. Let's go over to the ice. We have game 6 in the NHL playoffs tomorrow. Oilers have made this interesting, Matt. Series is back in Edmonton. Did the Panthers close it out, or is Edmonton able to force a game 7?
Yeah, so just taking a look at some of the ticket and money percentages here. The Panthers are getting 67.2% of the money and 43.3% of the tickets. So some sharp action is coming in on the Panthers. I don't blame this. Like, I would honestly probably pick the Panthers here because a lot of people are going to want to bet Edmonton to force a game 7. They love these story-driven narratives. There's only been like 4 teams ever that have gone down 0-3 in the Stanley Cup final and have come back to force a game 7. And 3 of those teams lost the final in the end, and only one ever has come back from an 0-3 deficit and won this. So, and that was the Leafs back in like the 40s or something like that, a really long time ago. But I think the Panthers can get it done here. A lot of people are going to love Edmonton. So my early lean for this game is probably the Panthers. I like getting them. You can get them at plus money some places, but either way, I love them.
Matt, we had a question sent in from Reed Phillips Brad. He said, does Kate have any thoughts on the Conn Smythe? I'm going to throw this your way. Does Matt have any thoughts on the Conn Smythe? Even if the Panthers win the cup, is McDavid going to win the award?
I would be shocked. Usually this never happens. Then a losing team wins the Conn Smythe award. I mean, if the Oilers do come back and they do end up winning this series, McDavid is definitely winning the award. I mean, you could give it to Stuart Skinner by how great he's been playing lately, but McDavid, if they do come back, he's definitely going to win because he's Connor McDavid. He almost has to win in this scenario. And he's been really good. I mean, he's propelled them back to being in this series. Honestly, though, Sergei Bobrovsky probably going to win the award, especially if the Panthers win the cup. They win the cup tonight. It probably means he had a good performance. Bobrovsky's probably the huge favorite right now. I don't have the odds in front of me, but him or McDavid are very, very likely to win the Conn Smythe.
Well, hopefully that helps Reed Phillips rat a little bit, betting that as we go forward. Matt, appreciate you jumping on with us. Thanks for your time. We will talk to you again soon.
Sure. Thanks, Kate.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads, over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, we're going to go over to our PJ's Prop Potluck and bring in producer Sean.
Hey, Kate. Yeah, so the first one we got here for you is we're going to go over to the WNBA. The Sky have an updated win total at 12.5 wins. The Overs at minus 135, or the Connecticut Sun have an updated win total at 28.5 wins. That's also at minus 135.
I'm going to go the Sun to go over 28.5 wins versus the Sky, only because 3 of the Sky's 4 wins, about to be 4 of their 5 wins this season, have come against teams that have worse record for than Chicago. The Sparks, they've beaten once. The Wings, it looks like they're going to beat twice as of today. And then the Mystics. Those are their four or five wins on this season. They have one against the Liberty, which was a great win, by the way. But they're not beating the top teams in the league. Chicago has the fourth toughest remaining schedule. Sun are 13-1 on the year. They have a tough game against the Aces tomorrow. Otherwise, they kind of sit in the middle of the pack in terms of strength of schedule, and they've been cruising. So Sun over 28.5 wins. I would take that over the Sky's win total.
All right, next up here, we have another WNBA win total that are updated. The Liberty, who have been on fire this year at 30.5 wins, that's plus 110, or the Sparks, who just lost Cameron Brink, their win totals is set at 9.5, and the under is at minus 105.
I laugh because 9.5 wins, that's pretty, pretty terrible, but I'm going to go with the Sparks to stay under 9.5 wins, not reach the double digit win mark today or this season in the W. Sparks only have 4 wins right now. They have the toughest strength of schedule remaining in the league. No Cameron Brink, like you said, Sean, she's out the rest of the season. Her offense kind of came and went night to night, but defensively, she was a huge presence inside the lane, huge rim protector. I just don't know how the Sparks are really going to stop teams without her in the lineup. And the Liberty, they've been rolling. Now, Courtney Vandersloot is out for some personal reasons. Not sure when we're going to see her return. Will that kind of have an effect on the Liberty getting over this number? I kind of wonder, maybe they drop a few coming up if she continues to miss time. So I'm going to go Sparks under 9.5 wins.
All right, I got one more here for you. Let's go to the Diamond. Yesterday, Gunnar Henderson got hit by a pitch. I don't know if you saw his retaliation for Aaron Judge getting hit by a pitch the night before. So him to go over 1.5 bases at minus 125, or Fernando Tatis Jr. to go over 1.5 total bases at minus 110. Tatis also has been on fire. So you got two potential MVP candidates here with their base prop.
Yeah, I mean, Gunderson's been great lately. He has a single, double, a home run in his last 3 games. He's has a hit in 12 straight games. But he's going up against Luis Gil, who's been great this season. So I'm going to go with Fernando Tatis Jr. to go over 1.5 total bases. Tatis really has not done a whole lot. But again, the pitching matchup that he's going to see tonight, he's facing Bryce Wilson for the Brewers, much more favorable than what Henderson is going up against. Wilson doesn't strike a ton of batters out. So I think that's going to give Tatis more opportunities to get on base. So I will take Fernando Tatis Jr. over 1.5 total bases at plus 110. All right, we are going to move on to Kate's plays as we close out the show here. As always, continue to send in questions, send in your plays. Let us know what you are betting on, and we'll do our best to answer any questions as we close things out here. Going streaking. PJ's play yesterday did not hit, so the streak is back to zero, which is a good thing for me because I don't have to worry about ruining any streak that PJ is on. I'm going to go with Giants designated hitter Jorge Soler to have a hit tonight against the Cardinals. He's going up against Andre Pallante, who's given up 14 hits over his last 3 starts. And Soler has a hit in 6 of his last 7 games. Pallante has been terrible against righties. He's allowing opponents to hit 396 with a 482 on base percentage. So Jorge Soler to get a hit tonight is what we're going with for going streaking. My prop lock for today, Orioles pitcher Cole Irvin under 17.5 pitching outs. Yankees have crushed Irving in the past. They have a 310 batting average and a 396 on base percentage against him. 7 of the last 9 road starters that New York has faced have also gone under this number. And Irving's K rate and xERA are both bottom 30% of the league. So I'm not having a whole lot of faith in Cole Irvin tonight. We'll take his under 17.5 pitching outs. Dog of the day. This is just a slight dog. Giants minus 105 on the money line compared to the Cardinals for minus 115. I'm going to take San Fran. Giants don't strike out a ton. They rank 12th in K rate, just 21%. Yes, that number is a little worse on the road. But again, I really don't like Pallante today, if you haven't figured that out. Just faded him in this last one a little. I'm going to fade him again tonight. I don't have a whole lot of faith in him. He threw 6 strikeouts in 5 innings against the Rockies earlier this month. But other than that, he has only gone over 3.5 strikeouts 2 other times. So I don't think he's going to have a whole lot of success tonight. I see the Giants winning this one. They are my dog today. Sean, what is your best bet for this afternoon?
Yeah, Kate, I'm going over in the MLB here. I'm going to take the Royals on the run line, -1.5 against the Oakland Athletics. They're looking to avoid a sweep against the Oakland A's, so hopefully they get it done. They are 10-5 this year in Seth Lugo starts, so I don't think they get swept by the A's tonight.
Love it. Love it. Love it with Lugo on the mound. My best bet is going to be the over 166 in Sparks and Liberty. Again, talked about this. Liberty's offense is fantastic. They scored 90 plus in their last three games. They're averaging high 80s on the season. Sparks defense is awful, especially without Cameron Brink in the lineup to be that rim protector. Pace also has picked up quite a bit for both of these teams over the last couple of weeks. So over 166 in Sparks and Liberty. To review what we've got going for today, going streaking, we've got Jorge Soler to get a hit, prop lock. We've got Cole Irvin under 17.5 pitching outs. Our dog today is Giants on the money line. Sean's best bet, Royals money line, and my best bet, Sparks Liberty over 164.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.